Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious and heavenly Father, we are truly welcomed into your presence. You have called us your children. Lord, as we turn to your word, remind us that we have the certainty of our faith, the hope that does not disappoint, and that you bring life and salvation to light in the power of your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the past 3 weeks, our epistle readings have been from Paul's letter to young Timothy, and today that epistle concludes those thoughts to young Timothy. Paul shares his personal reflections on his own life and his impending death. Back in chapter 1, he refers to being imprisoned in Rome, and we know that, and yet little is known about that imprisonment except that he wrote letters from prison. He believes, as we read in our text today, that his own death is very near. And as he begins his letter to young Timothy in chapter 1, verse 12, he proclaims his own confidence. I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Then in verse 6 and 8 of our text, a similar confidence is also shared. For I am ready, being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Therefore, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. There's a confidence there for all of us to kind of grasp as we live out our lives. And so when you read these kind of words, do you ever wonder, can you be for sure? Can you be for sure? I can tell you as a pastor, sometimes that question enters into my mind throughout my entire ministry. How do we know for certain? How can you be so sure? Especially when you're going through personal struggles. And yet, as you go through those struggles, this is a passage that is like the glue that holds everything together. As we come to Scripture, and Scripture gives us a confidence. I've also been challenged a number of times by individuals who simply will say to you, how can you be so sure? It can be a question one struggles with as they are dealing with their own faith relationship. They're trying to anchor their faith, and yet sometimes they're not feeling that anchor. It can be asked by someone who has rejected the message of the gospel, and yet they're still searching. They're looking for something. It has also been asked by the one who has also rejected their faith. And they want to see if they can get under your skin, kind of dig at you a little bit. How can you be so sure? When you hear the gospel this morning, maybe that question went through your mind. Here is Paul writing to young Timothy. And he says, I am ready, being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. And then he lays out that he has fought the good fight, that he has run the race, he has kept the faith, and now there is laid up for him this crown of righteousness. Yes, we say that at funerals. We are reminded of that time and time again. And yet, sometimes do you ever wonder, how do I know for sure? Then I remind myself of Paul, a man who had a passion. First of all, his passion was against Christ and his followers, as he was a great Judaizer, a great Pharisee, and then he had that roadside experience, and there he was confronted by Jesus himself. And he did a 180. His passion now became to proclaim the message of the gospel. And even the other disciples weren't so sure about this Paul. Is he really one of us? We've heard about his experience, but really, can we trust him? Is his message really the message of the risen Christ? And yet we have it documented as Paul was the great apostle to the Gentiles. He went throughout Asia and proclaiming the message of the resurrection. He faced death on numerous occasions. He had been whipped and imprisoned, and he appealed to Rome when he was at his worst point. And even in prison, he had a certainty. His passion for the gospel continued to just fill his life as he wrote 13 letters that we see in scriptures just in themselves. Today, how about you? There are those in the Christian faith that find their certainty or want to find their certainty in some sort of conversion experience like Paul's. And they want to know, what was the day, what was the event in which Christ came into your life? And while we know that Paul's conversion was a remarkable event, it was not what gave Paul the absolute certainty. If this would have been the case, then the many negative events of his life could have easily have robbed him of that certainty. But places like Romans 7:15 says, "For not I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." Or in 1 Timothy, where there we read in chapter 1, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." These passages are written in the present tense in the Greek, meaning that the reader of this continues to struggle with the power of sin in their life. Paul struggled with that throughout his entire life. As the apostle to the Gentiles, he traveled far and wide. He gathered with a number of individuals, and God granted him success through the working of the Holy Spirit. He could have used all of that success to anchor his certainty. But he also was willing to share those failures where he needed to hear the message of the gospel so importantly within his own life. Every preacher needs to hear that. Every preacher needs to know that. As a preacher, I can tell you there are moments when sharing the crucified Christ are rewarding, and there are times that I can tell you about it stuck in my mind as the Holy Spirit was at work changing lives. But I can also tell you there were moments when you had great doubt about whether that message had any impact on the lives of who you were dealing with. Paul could look back on his own life and see how God had taken care of him, had taken him through various experiences. And as you read Scripture, you can read all kinds of those various experiences. And Paul wrote to Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That's what we all ought to be able to say on that day when we must face the last enemy, the enemy of death. It is that certainty we have in faith. As Christians, we all want that certainty. And yet, faith is never complete. It's an ongoing process. Luther even struggled with this one. When is faith enough? His faith, too, had wavered. And sometimes his faith was quite strong. And every one of us as Christians have had those moments when we feel God very close to our lives, and there are those other moments when we struggle with the very existence of faith in our being. How do we know for sure? We've all asked it, if we're honest. And Paul answered that at the beginning of this letter, in 1 Timothy. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointed me to his service. Too often, because of our human nature, because of our sinful nature, we really want that certainty to be inside of us. And yet the truth of the certainty of our faith is not something that comes within us. It is something that comes from outside of us because of what God has done for us. It was Christ who became one with us, who became flesh and blood, living under the law, fulfilling the law, suffering in our place, and doing for us what you nor I could do. And that certainty, how do you know for sure, comes in knowing who Christ Jesus is. Yes, there's that beautiful hymn in Christ alone, and that's the anchor. That's where we find our answer. How do you know for sure? It is to know Christ. Christ crucified and risen. Christ who came to be one with us, completing the work of salvation for us. And so here Paul, as he realizes that his time on earth is short, he looks back on his life and he can talk about fighting the good faith, the good fight. He could talk about what Christ had meant throughout his life. And he saw Christ as that certainty. Throughout life and in the face of death, that's the certainty that every one of us needs to have in our life. That kind of certainty that St. Paul shared with young Timothy. It is to know that Christ has completed our salvation, suffered, died, and rose again, became one with us, died in our place, overcame sin, death, and the devil. And that you and I have life in his name. How do I know for certain? By looking at that cross, by considering what Christ was willing to do and did do for us. It's a message we need to proclaim at every funeral. It's a message we need to proclaim whenever somebody is facing difficult times or even in the face of death itself. How do you know for sure? I really want you to consider that question in your own life. For me, that's summed up in a verse of a very popular Christian hymn, Abide with Me. And it sums it all up. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning break and earth's faint shadow cease. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.